This is KNKX. The Seattle Seahawks are on the road to play the Pittsburgh Steelers in prime time on Sunday night without quarterback Russell Wilson. It will be the first time he hasn't started a game in his NFL career, and that's not the team's only problem. More from KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel. Art, the Seahawks began the season with the hope of improving on their 12-4 record of a year ago. But now they're 2-3, and they won't have quarterback Russell Wilson for several weeks following surgery on his throwing hand. Is it time to hit the panic button?
Well, not quite yet. There's still 12 games to go. And I think in regards to Wilson, the Seahawks actually have a fairly competent backup in Geno Smith. He's not Wilson. Nobody is. But he's not an ordinary backup either. He's 31 years old. He's had 31 starts in the NFL, so he's not a kid. He's been with the Seahawks for 3 years, so he knows the system. And he has the respect of his teammates. And in their most recent game a week ago Thursday against the Los Angeles Rams, he had a great drive in the fourth quarter, 98 yards, and he completed all five of his passes for a touchdown. So that was an impressive start to his time as a replacement. The other question on offense, though, that is going to compromise Smith's chances for success is a neck injury to running back Chris Carson. He didn't play in the last game, and if Carson can't play on Sunday, Smith is in for a tough time.
Well, speaking of tough times, the Seahawks defense is last in the league again. What's going on there?
Well, besides the Wilson crisis, there's a crisis on defense, specifically at the cornerback position, which is the primary defense against the long pass. I think it's actually almost as significant as Wilson because the replacements aren't as competent as Smith is for the offense. The Seahawks this week fired cornerback Trey Flowers, who's had 40 starts over his four seasons in Seattle, because he basically had poor results in pass coverage. He wasn't getting the message and getting the job done. The Seahawks are giving up 450 yards a game, which is indeed the worst in the league, in part because they also have a weak pass rush. In addition to Flowers, Jamal Adams, the superstar safety that they gave a lot of money to this offseason, isn't playing well, and they still haven't replaced Shaquille Griffin, the cornerback that got away in free agency to Jacksonville. The one small hope is that a rookie, Trey Brown, may get his first start Sunday in Pittsburgh. That's a tough chore starting on the road against a veteran quarterback like Ben Roethlisberger, but I do think that he is the hope that they have for this season.
Well, is there any break at all to the bleakness, Art?
Well, I think the schedule provides a little break. After Pittsburgh, the next games are at home against two teams that I think the Seahawks have a better chance of beating, New Orleans and Jacksonville. And then after that, they get a bye. And the reports are that Russell Wilson's fractured middle finger, he has a ruptured tendon and a fracture in a bone, might be healed in time to come back. And as Coach Pete Carroll says, Russell Wilson is a great healer. They're going to need some serious healing if they're going to get back in the playoff race.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at knkx.org or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.